Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Rotterdam. The house I'm sleeping in these days is close to a small lake. I stop there to listen to ducks and birds fighting and singing. The water is so still that it's like looking into a mirror. Trees stand upside down, raising hands. Their branches look like roads, webs of possibilities. Ragusa. Today is March 1st, but it feels like summer is already here. It's sunny and warm. I'm walking in Ibla, the oldest part of the city. I stop to listen to invisible birds. The view from here is breathtaking. I can see the entire valley below. The streets are quiet, and while looking inside the houses, you glimpse the lazy rhythm of a Sunday morning. Thank you. Reggio Calabria, Corso Garibaldi. It's always difficult for me to choose where to stop to eat. I keep walking for hours, looking for the perfect place where food is cheap and good. I grabbed the calzone in a takeaway spot, crowded with guys waiting for their pizzas. I eat it outside, sitting on a bench in a square. A group of youngsters shouts numbers. It looks like some sort of a game. As usual, when I see a large group of noisy boys in the streets, a part of me is scared, and another part even a bit disgusted. Male culture is like a secret society that I look at as an outsider, and I don't understand. Rotterdam. Eating fries with me, myself and I. That's our dinner tonight. I'm in a small place in Witte de Wittenstraat. These are usually moments in which I can relax the most. It's very refreshing to watch music videos on TV after spending so many hours trying to control wild synthesizers. I guess that's what radio is meant to be. Voices speaking to everyone, but at the same time speaking just to you. Like Antonella Ruggiero this morning, it was so surreal. An Italian pop song on the Dutch radio, sent to be heard by only my ears as I sat alone on the metro. She was singing, and she was clearly reading the words already in my mind. Do you love me or not? Going to the studio, I pass by a school. I think about the kids I was taking care of last year, when I was a lunchtime supervisor. I miss them. I met Johanna and Matthias the other day. They had a baby in December, Luca. He's still very small. Matthias told me babies like noises. Because in the womb, there is never silence. They are surrounded by bloodstreams, heartbeats, the voice of their mom. The studio is my womb, but nobody's making sounds for me anymore. So I have to be the mom and the baby at the same time. Lamezia Terme, train station. A girl with cool sunglasses enters the waiting room. Her name is Maria Rosa, and we just met the day before yesterday in Bologna, having beers with friends. Before recognizing her, I was feeling miles away from home, but now she's in front of me. The Nag, Central Station. In the past 3 years, I've taken many flights. Now I really hate planes. When I enter, I feel claustrophobic. I can control myself without panicking, but it is a really unpleasant feeling. I realize that what I find alienating is that while traveling by plane, you can't see all places between your point of departure and your destination. Yes, the sky is often very spectacular, but in the end, it always looks the same. Also, airports all look alike. Do you feel as though you are in an incubator? Train stations are different. In the Netherlands, you hear these funny beeps of people checking in and out with their OV chip card. It sounds like you're playing Super Mario and everyone is moving around, scoring points. On a train from Reggio Calabria to Messina. Since I moved back to Italy, what I enjoy the most is to travel by train or bus. The best is when the rails are running parallel to the sea. I feel extremely happy, just looking out of the window. I don't care where I'm going or why, if my concert will be good or not. I feel more at home on the train than in my house these days. Italy is so beautiful. It's like a lover you can get enough of watching, and the pleasure of watching mixes with the pride of being together. Maybe this is the reason why, by mistake one day, I took the wrong train without noticing. I was supposed to go from Genova to Milano. The train was running, and I was watching the sea appear and disappear through the window. I was in love, but apparently escaping that love, or something else. I almost arrived at Ventimiglia, the city on the border with France. Everyone knows it. Lovers do silly things.
Surfaces with disinfectants. Use a face mask only if you suspect that you are sick or are treating sick people. Products made in China and packages sent from China are not dangerous. Contact free phone number 1500 in case of fever or cough if you have been back from China for less than 40 days. Pets do not spread the coronavirus.
Bologna, at home. It's been a month now that I'm here, completely alone. Italy is in lockdown. I can't see anyone. I can't go anywhere. Cities are empty. They don't sing for us anymore. The soundscape outside must be very different. But I can't experience it. Some friends of mine in Milan say that where they live, the only sounds coming from the streets are ambulance sirens. All the places I've been since the beginning of this year mingle in my mind and in my ears. Was I ever there? Do they still exist? glasses, pretty face. She was sitting next to me. It was bad weather. The plane started shaking. Suddenly, she took my hand. She was scared. "I don't usually do this," she told me. "No need to apologize," I replied. I remember how beautiful it was to be hand in hand with a stranger.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.